Salvation is powerful. It's not just a personal experience, but its power can transform your entire household. Hi, I'm Joy Dabo, founder of God Imprint. As a mom and as a wife, I discovered that God's salvation wasn't just for me. It was for my entire household. At God Imprint, we're here to help you establish a strong Christ-centered home, grounded in intimacy and support and unity. Join us to experience household salvation movement and the joy of a peaceful home in Christ. Well, good day, good afternoon, good evening. Hello, Mujambo. Aloha, buenos dias, bon dias. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. My name is Joy Dabo. If you wonder who's this, it is I, Joy Dabo, and I am just excited to be here with you on another beautiful day in the land of the living. And today I want to talk about the unity of the Spirit. I recently had an experience that just, I believe, is worth sharing. You know, sometimes I come out and I think about it and I pray about it and I wonder, I was like, okay, God, I don't know what to say. Sometimes he gives me like a series, like how we did with the series of faith and prayer. And some days I'm like sitting in front of the computer and the mic in front of me and I'm wondering, I just don't know what to say, Lord. And the Spirit of God never fails. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible that I lean on, that I stand on, is Romans 8. And I use this a lot. Those who are part of God Imprint community, Facebook, YouTube, I probably have heard me often say this about Romans 8. The part of Romans 8 that says, "For I do not know, we do not know how we ought to pray. So the Lord our God has graciously given us the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that guide, the Spirit that intercede for us in the way that we do not know how to pray." So he pray, he groans for us. And that's one of those moments, is this moment where I come before the mic and I'm like, I need to record and I just don't know what to share. And my prayer was this: God, Holy Spirit, guide me, because there's somebody out there who need to hear from you, who's wondering, who has question, and there's something that you have given me that I can share with them that will benefit them. And right away, I just feel it. I just heard him in my spirit, the unity of the Spirit. So I'm going to tell you about the unity of the Spirit. And I pray that this message encourages you, strengthen you, uplift your spirit, and that you get that not just a aha moment, but I pray that as you listen and meditate upon what I'm about to share with you, not because I just want to make a podcast, but I prayed, and this is the Holy Spirit answer, pointing out this message so that you may be uplifted. Use it in your journey to grow in faith. And if any way, anyhow, it blesses you, share it. Share it to someone else. Just like the Holy Spirit gave me something to share with you, you as well go and share it to somebody else that may also be blessed by it. I grew up, for some of you may not know, I grew up as a PK. I am a PK, listen, I'm a PK, PK to the core. I'm one of the PK, rare PK that you will find there who's so proud to be called themselves PK. Because most of the time, and if you don't know what PK is, because I know we live in a time of many people speaks with slangs and acronyms, the world of acronyms, and you're like, okay, PK, what is that? Is that, you know, pulmonary chaos? what's PK? For you that don't know what PK is simply pastor's kid. I'm a proud pastor's kid. I'm proud of my daddy to have served in ministry for the very, very long time until he died. And the last breath that he took was, Father, I am ready, because he had so much love for God. I'm a PK, proud PK pastor's kid, because I was raised by a wonderful mother who was full of the faith and guided by the Spirit. She had no fear and just had the love of God. And I always say, God, I don't know if my father or my mother at any point in time sinned and they were doomed for not other than heaven. They were doomed for hell. May my testimony, for let my life be the one testimony, hallelujah, that would testify of their faithfulness to you. Because it was that faithfulness toward God that birthed this hunger, this desire, this wanting of wanting a relationship with God. So I was raised, I was born and raised as a pastor's kid. And both my parents served the Lord till the end of their life and the transition. And I do believe, and I have the confidence to say that they are in the place of glory with the Lord. So that's my background, the denomination I grew up in. It was a denomination, the United Methodist, where there was a rotation. Right. There was rotation of pastors. You just never know where you will be sent. So that's the denomination that's in the background of my faith, as well as I have visited as a teenager and as a young adult. I'm still a young adult. As a young adult, I visited the Baptist and the different denominations that there. But there's no denomination that could ever teach you or guide you in the faith of deepening relationship with God than the Bible. Every denomination have their tradition, have their language, have their way of believing of how to interpret this unity of the Spirit. And at some point we know church history, this is one of the reasons that many people, the birth of denomination is because of the place of trying to understand this so-called Trinity. Who, what, how does it work? Who is this God? In the former Trinity, we speak about, you know, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Okay, what am I supposed to understand? For the longest time, I was like scratching my head, and I'll be like, huh? Wait, you read, you know, the church fathers, and you read this man's argument, and you read reasoning and all of them, like at one point you read them and you go like, the dogmatic, right? The dogmatic, for those that are theologian listening to me, you know, you got the dogma, like you read this person and, they give you the understanding and you follow the idea, right? And I'm carefully saying it, the idea. You follow their idea of what the Trinity is, and you get, at least from my experience, you get to a place where you go like, wait, what were you saying again? What were you saying again? Wait, the Father, the Born, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and this and that. And it weaved back. It's like crochet. For those who crochet may understand. Like, you go, if you don't know how to crochet, it's not your passion. That what the person is doing, it's just like, it's just thread and a needle. But for the person who understand it and trying to explain how the needle goes in and then go out to hook the thread and bring it back and bring it upside down and down, at the end of it is this beautiful quilt. It's this beautiful, and you wonder, how did they do it again? But it doesn't matter how they did it. When you are in the comfort of it, it doesn't matter how long it took them. When you're feeling cold and you depend upon it, it won't matter how the quilt was quilted or put together. When you are in the most dire need of the blanket. So oftentimes we spend so much time trying to understand the philosophy and the idea and the theology and the concept of one man. When we actually have the Bible. You're going to say, well, Joy, the Bible was written by men. Yes, but it was inspired by God. So if you want to understand really this oneness, this unity of the Spirit, the best place to go is the Bible. So my experience recently in my church, we had a changing of pastors, and the one that was there previously was moving and the new one was coming. And before we even learn about the change of the pastors, before we get to hear, even they told us, even before, you know, we even able to take a breath, The transition of the two pastors had already passed. But within the weeks of that transition, I remember experiencing grieving. I was grieving. There was a lot of sorrow. And I couldn't explain exactly what is this? What is this that I'm feeling? And I remember when the pastor, the previous pastor left, and the new pastor had come. When they finally announced that the pastor was leaving and that we were receiving, because he was announced as this pastor that is coming. He's coming as a keynote speaker. He's coming to share about his experience and his good in this ministry and that ministry. And he's a man of God who've been serving God for over 30 years in Africa, in Brazil, in every place of the world. So as he comes, you know, on Sunday, we have a guest speaker. And as he arrived, there was a shift. This soon-to-be pastor as a guest speaker was actually to be our new pastor. You can imagine the grieving in the church, because many people, we attend the church clinging to the pastor, the man, versus the Spirit that is leading the man or the woman, in case of whatever denomination you are in. And I was familiar with this. I was already familiar. I've been familiar with the idea of pastors rotating and moving from one church to another, being sent on a mission to fulfill the mission of their calling, right? So in that moment of the transition and that almost, if I can call it, the chaos of his leaving and the weeping and the crying, I had this peace. I had this peace. And when I went to speak to my pastor, who was the previous pastor, I said, it's interesting. For the longest time, I've been afraid of this kind of transition that take place. Even in my family, when I lost my sister, one of my sister, the transitioning was not easy. When I lost my mother, the transitioning, who do I become, right? What become of Joy now that this one person that I leaned on, that I depended on, that I looked up, is no longer here? What become of me now? Now that they're not part of my life. Maybe you too have that question because you've lost your loved one or a dear friend, broke up, or the friends that you once held close are no longer closer now. You're separated. You all separated as a result of something. Children, mothers who are separated from their children. They live in another country or don't have a good relationship. You wonder, especially as a mother, what becomes of me now that they're no longer here? Maybe you're retired. You no longer have to work. I heard that it can be a tough transition as well. It can be a very hard transition to transition from working to being free and not working. What becomes of me? And I was talking to the pastor and I say, previously, I would have felt rejected, hurt, abandoned, forsaken, disappointed, especially when you feel like we did not finish the task that we were working on. And I say, but this time I have peace. And not just peace, but the Bible verse I was reminded by the Spirit of God, the John 14:18. I will not leave you as orphan. I will not leave you as orphan. I will come to you. I will not leave you as orphan. I will come to you. Many places in the Bible, God gave us this assurance of he will never leave you. And I did not understand or never understood that part of I will never leave you when it hurt it so much when somebody left me. It hurt so much. It hurt deeply. But now I have learned, I have come to learn something that is so precious, something that is so beautiful, excellent, magnificent, great, that no one can take that. Even Jesus said himself, I myself have given my life and no one can take it from me. You know, he laid down his life. I have come to understand about what it means to be with God and God with you. To be filled with the Spirit of God. When you have received the Holy Spirit, right? He become what exactly what Jesus says. He become your comforter. He become your helper. He become your counselor. Now in that moment of separation, I am not grieving. I am not hurting. I have peace because it is not the pastor man who need to draw, who's responsible of my soul, but it is the spirit that I have received now is responsible of me. So the pastor, the man of God or the woman of God can leave and go on their journey of what? Of ministering to the next mission, and I'm left behind, separated physically, but not spiritually. Why? Because he is a man of God filled with the Spirit of God, meaning even if he leave, because we are one now as children of God, it doesn't matter. We are part of the kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. This is so good. Because we are part of the kingdom, the same family, the same spirit, that even when he leaves, the one who unites us, the Spirit of God, is still with me. The Spirit of God does not leave with him. That is only if you have received the Holy Spirit. Maybe next time we'll talk about what does it mean to receive the Holy Spirit, to seek the Holy Spirit. There in Jeremiah 29:13, God says, you will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all of your heart. Oh, yes. The separation gave me peace. I was at peace. I so dear appreciate my pastor and his wife as they ministered the time that we were here together. They helped me a lot. But their departure did not cause me to grieve because I knew I was no longer, and I understood that it was not about them. It was about being called a child of God. And if you are a child of God, or when you receive the Holy Spirit, the pastor, the pastor's wife, mentors can leave you, family can leave you. And now I understand, even when my father, listen, when my father died, you know, I never got a chance to go to his funeral. I never had a chance to say goodbye or whatsoever. But this is what I remember. And talking about his passing and celebrating his life, actually this month is the month that he actually passed. And, I saw, it's interesting because I saw, and I was reminded when I was on social media and I saw one of my sisters posting about how she misses them. That's when I remember, oh yeah, this is the anniversary of his passing, right? That was when I remember, because now that I know that I walk with God, the Spirit of God is with me. The Spirit of God is my comforter, my helper. He walks with me. He guides me, right? The things that are supposed to bring pain and suffering no longer have power to do so, because he is with me. He says, I will not leave you an orphan. You can insert there that orphan for something else. I will not leave you divorced. I will not leave you forsaken. I will not leave you broke. I will come to you. But the preliminary or the prerequisite of that is ensuring that you have received the Holy Spirit, because He will comfort you in those moments where you do not have the answer. He will comfort you in those moments where you feel like you are about to be broken. He will comfort you in those moments, according to Romans 8, He will intercede for you. You that is broken, you that is hurting, you that is frustrated, He will comfort you. But Joy, I'm a prayer warrior and everything, but it's not about that. It's about, do you have the Spirit of God? Oh, but I speak in tongue and do you have the Spirit of God? Ah, this is beautiful. For the first time, well, I'll say for the first time in the realm of the separation of the pastor, because when my father passed, as I was sharing, his last word was, "Father, I am ready." And when they told me that, because at the time when we heard the message, it was that he was still in the hospital. So we were praying for his recovery. But still, the Spirit of God have already given me peace about it. And I didn't know at the time that's what it was. I just knew that I had peace. And we were praying for his recover. And I remember we were coming, my husband at the time, fiance, we were coming from one city and everything. And I just fell asleep in the car. And I felt like a hiccup in my heart. And when I opened my eyes, I look where I was. I look outside. I can't remember the song. You know, God also like to play movies and kind of movie scene. And all I said was, "My dad just passed." And when I got home, there were weeping, wailing, screaming and everything. And I was just calm. Without even, they have not told me, but the leaping of my heart already was God, because He's with me. He will not leave me orphan. He announced it to me and comforted me right away. And then later on, they come to tell us, like the same, I think the same day or same week, like how was his passing? And they let us know that he took a deep breath. And he said, "Father, I am ready." Oh, I start rejoicing. And everybody looked at me like I went mad. Everybody was looking at me like I was mad. Why? Because I was rejoicing. I say, the man say, "Father, I am ready. Where is it to be crying about? He has gone to his father. He's passed in peace. There's nothing to cry about. This is a time to celebrate." And for a moment, many, many, many months, people were looking at me like, "What's wrong with her?" It was the Spirit of God. When you have the Spirit of God, whether there's a separation of loved one, a separation of the pastor, God gives you peace. Because, like the Shema, the Deuteronomy 6:4 cry, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." Not Trinity, but one. I hope you pursue that of understanding Him who is one and become one with Him. That no matter whether there is a separation, whether there is brokenness, know that the Lord your God is with you. Let us pray. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Father, for this day, mighty God, for your grace and for your goodness. My Lord, there's the person on the other side of this message, listening to this end, because they were looking for something to comfort them in this time of mourning, in this time of sorrow, in this time of grieving. Maybe they even have question and wondering, what will this transition look like? What would it mean? What would they become, my God? My Father, maybe this person has already gone through the transition and now is leaning onto alcohol to comfort this emptiness inside. Maybe this person is partying and partying just to cover up this void that is missing inside of them. So my God, I pray, my Father, that this message has encouraged them to draw closer to you. Draw them near to you. Let them know that it is possible to become one with you, as you are one, one Spirit, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. My Lord, what a blessing, what a beautiful things, my God, to get to know you. And that in this uncertain time, this time of uncertainty, that you can be our answer, you can be our comforter, and you can be our helper. So help this person, my God, to rise up above their circumstance and to find peace in you, to make you their refuge, and to remember, my Lord, that you will never leave them orphans. Oh, my Father, we give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. My dear friend, I thank you so much again for spending time with me. I pray that this message has been a blessing to you. Be encouraged, be lifted, be strengthened, right? The Spirit is one. There's oneness in the Lord. So take courage, lean on Him, seek the Holy Spirit, and you will know the comfort that comes only from you. And if this message has been a blessing to you, I encourage you to share it. And share it. Maybe this was not for you. You know somebody that just came to mind and you're like, that person will definitely be a blessing to them. Then share it with them. Let them receive the blessing. And if you have this testimony that you would love to share, how this podcast has been a blessing to you, I encourage you to email us at godimprint@gmail.com. Again, the email is godimprint@gmail.com. And I would love to hear your testimony, and you will definitely hear back from us. Again, take care and God bless you. Until next time, remain in faith. God bless you. Bye-bye for now. is powerful. It's not just a personal experience, but its power can transform your entire household. Hi, I'm Joy Dabo, founder of God Imprint. As a mom and as a wife, I discovered that God's salvation wasn't just for me. It was for my entire household. At God Imprint, we're here to help you establish a strong Christ-centered home, grounded in intimacy and support and unity. Join us to experience household salvation movement and the joy of a peaceful home in Christ.